There's a word this morning. If you would, look with us to the Genesis chapter 42. And we want to read verses 5 through 8. Genesis 42, verses 5 through 8. When you found it, please say amen. And the word of God reads in this wise, "And the sons of Israel came to buy corn among those that came, for there was a famine in the land of Canaan. And Joseph was the governor over the land, and he it was that sold to all the people of the land. And Joseph's brethren came and bowed down themselves before him with their face to the earth. And Joseph saw his brethren, and he knew them, but they made himself strange unto them, and spake roughly unto them. And he said unto them, Whence come ye? And they said, From the land of Canaan to buy food. And Joseph knew his brethren, but his brothers did not know him." And this morning, God's got a message for you. I want to use for a subject this morning. You don't look like what you've been through. Somebody shout glory this morning. You don't look like what you've been through. Turn to your neighbor and tell them, neighbor, you don't look like what you've been through. Hallelujah. First of all, we got to understand that there is something special about the anointing of God. And even Jesus said that the Spirit is upon me and I'm anointed to preach the gospel to the poor. But it was even after his temptation in the wilderness that the power of God really came upon him. Now, to be anointed means that I have I've been consecrated, I've been set apart, I've been covered with God's favor in order to do something that he wants me to do. And the Holy Spirit will anoint individuals and allow them to operate in the anointing and out of themselves. Now today, we see that the disciples were not anointed until after the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Ghost came and fell upon them. Now, someone here has asked God the question, Lord, why me? And it seems like you've constantly gone out of your way to be nice to folk. But every time you try to be nice to folk, somebody takes it the wrong way. Can I get a witness? If you smile at folk, they ask you what you're grinning at. And if you stick your hand out to help them, it seems like they spit in your hand. And oh, so often that even your kinfolk will take your kindness for weakness. Watch this now. You try to help somebody, amen, and they say you in their business. And if you don't help them, they say you're stuck up and think you got something. Then when you spend time trying to get to know folk, I know I got some witnesses in here now, they say you're being nosy. But if you don't give them the time of day, they say you're acting funny. Help me, Holy Ghost. But the anointing says that when Jesus said in Luke chapter 6, verses 27 and through 28, he says, now, love your enemies. Do good to them that hate you. Bless them that curse you. And pray for them that despitefully use you. But see, people don't understand that the anointing allows you to step outside of yourself and step into the will of God. See, there used to be a time in my life that if you came at me the wrong way, I'm liable to come back at you out of my crazy bag. Amen. But I can think now of where God has brought me from, and I can smile at you even though I know you finna put that dagger in my back. Nothing but the anointing. Now I know somebody here has been going through. Amen. But God told me to tell you this morning, stop crying about it. And it's not you, but it's the anointing that God is going to allow you to make it through this life. Now, when you go back and research Joseph, you will understand that Joseph's brother was jealous of his anointing. And they were jealous because God showed some favor in his life. And see, right now, some of your buddies don't want to see you blessed. Amen. They can't stand to see you with a dime if they only got a nickel. But Joseph made a mistake. God showed him a vision. And Joseph told the visions to his brothers. And after he told them the vision, they shown up, hated him. See, let me tell you something. Sometimes you got to learn to keep your mouth shut. You can't even tell folk what the Lord told you. Watch this. See, what happened was he had a dream. And then he came to his brother and said, now, last night I had a dream. And we were gathering a whole lot of grain out the field. And suddenly, my bunch of grain just stood up. And everybody else around began to bow down to me. I could see them brothers now looking at each other and said, what make him so special? He said, but then I had another dream. And I saw the sun and the moon and the stars, and they all bowed down to me. In other words, what Joseph was trying to say was, I've seen God's favor that's about to take place in my life. And in other words, he was simply saying, you ain't seen nothing yet. And they began to say, who you think you are? You think you better than us? Then jealousy began to rage in their heart, and they came up with a plot of wanting to kill him. But now he had an old brother named Reuben, and Reuben said, no, we can't kill our brother. Just throw him in the well, out in the field. And what Reuben's plan was, he planned to come back and get his younger brother out the well. Joseph came to him. And he had on a coat of many colors. In other words, what happened was his daddy had given Joseph a coat that he didn't give the other brothers alike. But you better tell somebody, favor ain't fair. So they got angry, took the coat off Joseph, threw him down in an old empty well. And before Reuben could get back to rescue him, some men came by out of Egypt, and they were looking for somebody or something to buy. And so they decided to sell their brother to these folk from Egypt, and therefore, we won't have to be bothered with our brother anymore. So they sold him to a man by the name of Potiphar. And Potiphar takes Joseph on back to Egypt. I'm going to tell this story. And then they took the pretty coat that the daddy had made him, and they put put it down in some blood, and then they took it back to the daddy and said, "Daddy, your favorite son evidently has been killed because all we found was his coat." Now, somebody right now, I'm going to tell you, it's hating on you. They're plotting and planning on you, trying to figure out how they can stop God's favor in your life. But you better tell somebody, you ain't seen nothing yet. The enemy will rise up fast, trying to kill your dream. So you better not tell everybody that I'm finna buy me a new house, because they don't want you to have that new house. You better not tell them that you finna go buy that blue Mercedes, because they're going to beat you there and buy a blue one first. You better keep your mouth shut. Can't tell everybody everything. See, when the enemy gets ready to destroy your dream, the first thing he will use is jealousy. If you don't believe it, get a little bit of something. They don't know how you got it, and you probably can't even afford to pay for it. But now watch this. The hate patrol finna get ready to come out. Amen. The shout blockers are finna come out. The professional joy stealers about to get you rolling. And they're going to surround you faster than you can even think about it. If you don't believe me, watch this. Try telling somebody that's not trying to get out of poverty, who has no hope of getting out, that the Lord has told me that he's fixing to move me out of this rut. Watch how fast. Then they start to try to step on your dreams. And they will tell you, "Girl, you can't get that job. You don't have enough education. You can't buy that house because you don't make enough money." But I tell you, you better keep dreaming. Because the Bible said that without a vision, the people perish. Misery loves company. So the haters will have to go and recruit some old folk and try to watch and wait till you fall. See, right now, people hop on what I call the hate band. And they'll try to even tell other folk to have a problem with you. Child, don't talk to him because he thinks he's so and so and so and so. Now, when did God make you a mind reader? They'll try to assassinate your dream and your character. And the strange thing is sometimes folk hating on you and they don't even know why they're hating on you. They caught up in somebody else's mess. Amen. They're not happy. They can't find a reason to praise God, so they don't want you to be happy either. They miserable, don't have no joy, so they try to steal yours. But let me tell you, the anointing on your life will draw out your enemies and your haters. Now, Joseph had the love of his fathers. And then the Bible said that he loved him more than all of his children. And I'm sure he loved all of his kids, but there was something about Joseph. I don't know what it was. Maybe Joseph paid more attention to his daddy than the other kids did. But I do know this. There are some folk that's close to you that can't handle your success. And as long as you talk about somebody else, let me say that again. As long as you find yourself talking about somebody else, you can't be elevated because you find yourself stuck in the same rut that they are. But when you decide to elevate your level of praise, when you decide to raise your level of thinking, when you decide to raise yourself to the point that